SBS Radio.
Voting's ended in Hong Kong with a record turnout in an election viewed as the barometer of public support for the pro-democracy protests that have rocked the Chinese territory since June. The Electoral Affairs Commission's Barnabas Fung says almost three times as many people turned out to cast their ballots compared to 2015, with a turnout of around 71%, exceeding 47% last time.
Up to 4:30 today, about 2,154,000 voters have voted. As compared with 2015, the entire day's voter turnout was 1.46 million. So far, more people have voted. And then it is only reasonable to expect that counting will take more time.
In a rare weekend lull in the unrest, Democratic candidates across the city of 7.4 million secured more than half of the 452 district council seats for the first time, against a strongly resourced and mobilised pro-establishment opposition. Kelvin Lam is the new councillor for South Horizons West.
Yeah, I think the Hong Kong people have clearly spoken in a way that... This is not only a referendum, but it sends a very strong signal to the government, the authorities in Hong Kong and Beijing, that the Hong Kong people, in particular the middle class area like the South Horizons, which actually is a backbone of Hong Kong society.
He says Hong Kongers should build on this result.
That they are not happy with how they deal with the protests so far, particularly in the last 5 months, and police brutality is actually over the top, I think. And I think that the Hong Kong people should really, really leverage on this result to ask for more democracy in the future.
Regina Ip is a pro-establishment candidate and says the result has no wider implications.
I don't think it would be appropriate to look at this election as a referendum because no specific topics have been put forward for the voters to vote on. What we have seen is purely politicization of a set of local elections.
Contenders are competing for 18 district council positions, and the outcome's taken on new significance in the context of the wider anti-government movement. Hong Kong's district councillors mainly deal with local issues such as bus routes and rubbish collection, but do have some input in choosing the city's chief executive. Candidate Lung Kwok Hung lost his bid by a slight margin, but is urging the territory's chief executive to stand down.
She said that she represents the majority of the Hong Kong people, but the result of the election shows the other way. If I was Carrie Lam, I should prepare for the speech of my resignation.
The unrest has stemmed from anger at what protesters see as Chinese meddling in the freedoms promised to the former British colony when it returned to Chinese rule in 1997. They say they're also responding to perceived police brutality. China denies interfering and says it's committed to the one country, two systems rule for the autonomy of Hong Kong. Police say they've shown restraint in the face of potentially deadly attacks. Evan Young, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.